Blog Talk Radio.
This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, PSM Live, with Prophetic Perspectives, and we are happy to be here today. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I tell you today that our God is God. People have talked about the rapture. They said we're not supposed to be here. They said it's supposed to be the end of the world. Well, I'm still here. I'm in the studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Just as I said yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today, people of God. I hope this Christmas weekend is, developing into all that you would want it to be, praise the Lamb of God, as you're planning on just sharing with family and loved ones across this weekend, across next week. What an exciting air it is, praise the Lamb of God, just to know that your Savior was born, hallelujah. That something special about this season is in the very air, and it's because of the Christos. It's because Christ came into the world in the person of Jesus, hallelujah, and suffered and died for us, and gave his life. What a wonderful thing to do. What a wonderful gift to the world from the God that created the world. My God in heaven, I'm in love with the Lord today. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day. Let me say thank you to all of those that joined in the page last night and giving prophetic words one to another. Praise God. I read through those today, and some of you received some beautiful, beautiful, powerful words. I hope you hold on to those words. Copy, paste them, praise the Lamb of God, and take them and put them in your prayer place and pray your way through them, praise the Lamb of God. It's awesome just to know, praise God, that God has you on his mind. Hallelujah. Our covenant keeper, praise the Lamb of God. Our covenant keeper, hallelujah. And it's an everlasting covenant, praise the Lamb of God, that God has made with us through the person of Jesus Christ, an everlasting covenant. Do you know what everlasting means? It has no beginning and it has no ending. The covenant was made before the foundations of the world. Praise the Lamb of God, and it has no end. Hallelujah, because God is from everlasting to everlasting. What an awesome God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, today, I know that many of you will be going shopping. Many of you will be going over friends' homes and things of this nature across this weekend. I just want to encourage you, be safe, be safe, be safe. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch where you go. Watch what you do. Praise the Lamb of God. And always, always consider that it's Jesus' birthday and not yours. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't get over intoxicated. Don't do things that will cause injury and bodily harm to yourself and to your loved ones, your children. Stay safe. Keep your children safe. Watch over one another. Watch your relatives' back. Praise the Lamb of God. Go the extra mile. Do what it's going to take. Praise the Lamb of God to keep everybody safe. Somebody has to have wisdom. Somebody has to have a godly conscience. Somebody has to have mercy. Somebody have to have long suffering. I tell you what I'm doing. I'm gearing up for the weekend and the Christmas holiday. Hallelujah. This way, people of God, I'm gearing up to make sure I'm vested with the fruit of the Spirit, because it takes a lot to deal with loved ones sometimes. Praise the Lamb of God, especially on holidays. It just seems like somebody always say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, or something of that nature. And your patience and your long-suffering has to be in place. Make sure you pray that the fruit of the Spirit manifests mightily in you. Praise the Lamb of God. You never know who's going to say the wrong thing. It could be a parent. It could be a sibling, praise God, or a relative. A friend could just say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And make sure, people of God, you know, that uncle, you might run into him this weekend. Y'all, you know that uncle, praise the Lamb of God, or that aunt, OMG, praise God. Hallelujah. You all know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. You may run into them this weekend, and you want to be geared up in love. My God, you want to be geared up. You want to be vested in love so that all things will work well for you across this Christmas holiday. Let nobody rob you of your joy, the joy of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God, the joy of Jesus. Don't let nobody, nothing, rob you of the joy of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'll let nothing or no one separate me, praise the Lamb of God, from the love of Jesus Christ across this weekend. My God, my God. All right, people of God, we're moving on in the show today. I am so excited, praise God. I talked to my son, Pastor London, on yesterday for a good portion of time, praise God. He's doing fine. He's just been sleeping and resting through the training. Oh, I called his name, and he popped on the show. Here's Lonnie. Amen.
Oh, I woke up, man. I'm getting it together.
You woke up. Hey, Pastor London's on the show.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. Listen, you don't know how excited I am. I'm up right now. Like, yes, it's starting to happen. I'm starting to get it together, man. Woo!
Oh my goodness gracious! Yes,
I'm just
the lesson, y'all.
Clap. I'm over here clapping for myself.
Yes. Yes. Nobody like Lottie. Oh my goodness gracious! I'm sorry, Lars. You got up, man. You feeling pretty good?
Yes. I'm having a God day. God is good.
God is good, isn't he, man? I'm telling the people, man, I'm excited about the weekend and everything. Tell everybody to make sure, and this rest is to you too, Lars, make sure you put on your long suffering suit. Praise God.
Oh.
Your patience. All of us need to be eating fruit of the Spirit this weekend. Because
yes.
You know you're somebody going to say something wrong or do something wrong. You know how the holidays go. Everything be perfect. Everything be looking good. The food be looking good. And then somebody say something about the ghost of Christmas past or something of that nature that disrupts the whole family. Then everybody be talking about, what did he say that for? What did she say that for? Why did he do that? You know?
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that you're vested in your love garments today, this weekend, people of God.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Just wear love today. Wear it this weekend. I don't say the prophet didn't tell you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the love of Christ is in the air, praise the Lamb of God, Satan's going to try to do everything he can to rob you of the joy, hallelujah, of Jesus. It's Jesus' birth. Celebrate, people. Lift up praises. Hallelujah. Let the high praises of God resound. Lars, tell us about this job, man. What's happening? I've been talking to the people and telling the people you've been training and this and that.
Yeah, man. I kind of got, you know how it is. You kind of get threw into a position. But they you know, it's good. They're working up there at the Ford, one of these logistics plants that work that handle Ford parts and just doing a little something there. You know, it's easy to get when people see you, a police officer, and they got some security issues, they definitely want to try and get you in. So it was easy, yet, you know, they just pushed me in. I thank God, because I started almost immediately.
So you're already working.
Yes. I started.
Awesome, man. God is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. He's working already, people of God. See, that nobody's excited about Lonnie there. I'm excited about you, Lonnie. Don't you worry, man. Uncle Shay got your back on this one. Praise the Lamb of God.
I'm excited for you, man.
I'm excited, man. You know, that's a good thing, man. I'm excited. Nicole says she's excited for you, too. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited for you. It looked like your friend. I don't know where Reggie at. Reggie always be singing your praises. Reggie and Zed, man, I'm telling you, we're going to have to get these guys together, man.
Yeah,
you know, all of them, how they love you, man. I thought they would be just blasting the page today, man.
Oh,
it's all right. Good. I'm happy for you. Don't nobody have to be happy for Pastor Lund. I'm happy for my nephew because he's probably going to wind up running the whole show, knowing him. Praise the Lamb of God. Get promotion and starting his own business. Y'all just watch him work. Large season. I just said that a couple of weeks ago. I said, Lars, you listen to me today. Praise the Lamb. I prophesied to him, and I told him the doors is going to start opening for him, and God is going to reestablish him and make everything well with him. And just watch, see, don't it happen. Just watch, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And what you say, Lawrence?
I said, man, you're right. That's where I'm feeling that. The Lord, I'm gonna run me a company. It might be this one and be another one. I'm going to run a company. That's God's promise to me. And that's going to happen.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because you the head and not the tail. You the lender and not the borrower in the name of Jesus Christ.
What's so funny that you said that? I was, it was yesterday or something. I was out there doing my little thing, and this truck came through. Big old truck. It rolled around. It turned. The guy waved at me. He parked. And then he came back around, and he parked right in front of me, and he stood up. I walked up to him. We shook hands. He held my hand. He was talking to me. He was saying, man, you got, like, just this awesome smile about you, and yada, yada, yada. Then he gave me his card. He said, you're going to go places. He gave me his card. He was the vice president of the whole plant, of the whole operation.
Oh.
And he drove off.
Oh, God, people, and you can't buy favor. You can't steal favor. You can't rob favor. Praise the Lamb of God. Reginald on the page, he's trying to remember. He said he's excited for you, but he trying to remember if you owe him $5.
Oh, God, I got to pull this out.
That Reggie is a real character, man. You got to
love Reggie. Got to love him. Love him,
Maganice is excited for you today, too. Praise the Lord. Because Maganice knows it's her turn next. Praise the Lamb of God. She steps up into the winner's circle next. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is blessing the people of God. People of God, God cannot lie. His word cannot lie. What God says, he will perform. He will do. He will establish. It will come to pass. I don't care how sad your song is. I don't care what you tripping about. If God has spoken a prophetic word in your life, you better sit on it, hold it, praise the Lamb of God, pray your way through it, and look at it and read it over and over again till you find out whether or not there's something you need to do in order for it to come into manifestation. It's coming to pass because God spoke it. It came out of the mouth of God. God cannot lie. Watch him work. Watch him do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Nobody can do it like God. Just watch. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lawrence London Jr. He's on the air with us today. Praise the Lamb. Y'all see, I miss my nephew. Praise the Lord.
And I miss you. I'm so excited to be on here today. I'm so glad I'm up. I said, yes. That's all. That's why I'm so excited. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I ain't stopped smiling yet.
Everybody can hear it in your voice. I see your eyes looking like a Chinaman smiling. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
This is my nephew here. He's from Quebec. That's what I tell people when they meet Lawrence. This is my nephew. He's from Quebec. He goes smiley, look just like a Chinaman standing up there. Lawrence, we're going to have an awesome show today, man. Hallelujah. Lawrence, how did you do that? You say, hey, Uncle Shay. Hey, how did you do that, man? That is cool. All right. Oh, man. I'm telling you. People of God, it's prayer time. We're going to move into prayer mode. Praise God. You all can tell that Pastor London and I have been missing each other. Well, we're sorry. We should get a minute or so just to enjoy each other sometime as we enjoy you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Listen, last night, the prophetic words came forth. Praise the Lamb of God. We had a move even on the show yesterday, Lawrence. Praise God. God just been moving in an unusual way. Hallelujah. We are open to him today. Praise God. Lawrence and I are going to talk about the rapture a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I want to talk about that a little bit because I don't want you to see. I don't want you to panic. I received some emails and some texts on yesterday. Praise God. That moved me just a little bit to talk about this. Praise God. And there were some believers, hallelujah, that was hanging on the lifeline. Praise the Lamb of God. Was this going to happen or not, and was a little shaky in their shoes. Praise God, we're going to give you a solid foundation to stand on before today is over. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we're going to, what else are we going to do today, Lawrence? Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to, do some interceding today because today is our intercession day on our page. Today is our intercession night of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to be praying on the at 10 o'clock tonight. So I know Denise is going to come on and talk about that. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe Pastor Evangelist Shatwan is going to pray for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. And she don't pray right, then Lawrence going to pray. Hallelujah. And if he don't pray right, I'm going to pray. And then if they don't pray right and we don't pray right, we're going to put Denise on here and let her pray right. And don't make me call Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God to drop the bomb on us. Praise God. But we know we got people of God who can pray and get the prayer hallelujah, going in the spirit and in truth, praise the Lamb of God, and not to be heard, neither to be seen of men. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence London is in the studio with me, people of
yes,
God.
Sir.
Hallelujah. Shatwan, where you at? Push one on your dial, dear. Praise God, so we'll know you're here. Praise God.
Oh.
She's here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to look today. Praise God. I've been dealing with this spirit of depression, Lawrence, because there's so many people get depressed around Christmas time, man, you know. And this spirit that has went out over America is a powerful spirit. A lot of people don't recognize this. Praise the Lamb of God. This grief, praise the Lamb of God for all of these children in Connecticut. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This grief spirit, hallelujah, can trigger a whole lot of things in a lot of people. Praise God. I'm covering the saints today. Yesterday, praise God, I was in prayer, in deep prayer after the show, and I really, praise the Lamb of God, could envision the schools and what have you, man, and I was pleading the blood of Jesus over the schools, and it was as if I was running up to the school doors, praise the Lamb of God, with a bucket of the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, and smearing it across the schools, praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord spoke to me, hallelujah, I lie not to you, people of God, the Lord spoke to me, Lawrence, and this is what the Lord said to me. The Lord said, praise the Lamb of God, he said, your children are covered. That's what he said. Your children are covered. Praise the Lamb of God. And when he said that, hallelujah, I believe in my spirit, he was talking about all the schools, praise the Lamb of God, and the people that I knew, praise the Lamb of God, and the children, hallelujah, of the prophetic page and of True Christian Assembly and all of that. In my imagination, as I was imagining and doing it, the Lord spoke to me and said, but there will be more destruction. Now, people of God, we better get a grip on this. Listen to what God says. He said, there will be more destruction. Watch this, Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Until they cry out to me. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, they're arguing over what to do about guns and this, that, and another, and they're not crying out to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the turnkey, people of God. Hallelujah. God is causing us to come to our knees, to come to him. Praise the Lamb of God. To come to him. He knows how to turn a school into a church. He knows how to turn City Hall into a church. He knows how, praise the Lamb of God, to turn your house into a place of prayer. He knows how to do it, people of God. And God is going to bring us to the place of prayer, no matter. Isn't it ironic, Lawrence, that we've been teaching all this prayer stuff and then this happened? Isn't it just ironic? Praise the Lamb of God, the way we've been teaching and the progression. Isn't it ironic that I've been giving out bottles of oil and said, God says, put this on the bedpost of your children. God says, anoint your children, because when he see the oil, he will pass over. And these tragedies are coming. I told you all, something is going to happen that concerns the children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, you better understand when God speaks. Okay, we better go to prayer because I'm getting too excited, Lawrence. Every day now this happened to me. Praise God. I feel like every day when the show over, I feel like I didn't preach. Hallelujah. Another whole message. Lawrence, get some background music for Chatois. Chatois?
Yes, good morning.
How you doing, daughter?
I'm doing wonderful today.
Yeah.
Shaquan, you going to lead us to the throne of grace today?
I'm going to lead you to the throne.
Shaquan, I don't know where you've been, but I sure feel the anointing of the Lord while I'm talking to you. Praise God. Feel like you've been in the prayer room.
Yeah.
Sound like you've been singing,
take me to the king. Hallelujah.
I have my offering. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to Jesus. I felt it again.
Hallelujah.
Another wave of glory. Praise the Lamb of God. But Shatwan, I need you to pray for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray for the comfort of the people. Hallelujah. Their hearts. not just in Connecticut, but all over the land. Praise the Lamb of God. I have some people that I hold up, especially in this season, down in California, in Southern California. Praise our daughter who comes to our conference every year, all the way from like 8 miles from the border of Mexico, Anna Marie. Praise the Lamb of God. I lift her up every year at this season because the spirit of depression tries to get a hold to her and her father. Praise the Lamb of God during this season. And her sister, praise the Lamb of God. I hold them up, praise the Lamb of God. And some others that I hold up. And I want you to pray for that. I want you to pray for, hallelujah, and the people that desire to be with their families and can't be with their families this weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. Can't be with their families for Christmas because they're out of state, out of cities, don't have the finances to get there, things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Then I just want you to pray a spirit of joy, hallelujah, over the people. Spirit of joy, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. That scripture just, oh, Jesus, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The oil of joy for the
spirit.
Praise the Lamb of God. That the oil, the anointing of the Lord would fall on the people of God and that they would receive joy, hallelujah, in the birth, hallelujah, in the celebration of Christ Jesus' Earth Day. Praise the Lamb of God, the day God manifested himself in the earth. Hallelujah. Pray, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory to your name today, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father God, we just come, God, thanking you today, God. God, we come just thanking you for grace and mercy, God, that you have given us. God, we thank you for another opportunity, God. God, to be in fellowship with you on this day, God. Father God, we just want to come today, God. And Father God, we come lifting up your people, God, to you in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come, first of all, God, binding that spirit of depression, God. God, we come binding that spirit of oppression and suppression today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we come loosing your love, your joy, and your peace, God, on Anna Marie and her family, God.
God, look, God. Look, God.
In the name of Jesus, God. God, we break every bondage in the mind, God. And oh, God, we ask that you close our ears out to the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, as you begin to speak to her and her family, God, God, let your oil of joy begin to flow down, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, send that peace like river in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the spirits of your people. Oh, God, we bind up every spirit that tries to come, God, and snatch your people, God. We bind up the spirit of suicide today in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just come right now, God, and we send the word out, God, to all your people in your homes, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we send that word out to California, God, for those people that want to be with their families, God. Oh, God, send people that way, God. God, that they can share in this season just like they're with their family, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you, God. But this season is about you and the birth of your son, God. And, oh, God, we
bless your holiness.
God. God, we don't want to be happy, God, but God, we want to be
God, oh God.
All things, God, in the name of Jesus.
Have your way, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus, God. God, we just thank you and praise you, God, for this is the day that you have made, God, and God, we make a choice to be glad, God, to be joyous, God, to rejoice in it today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, when we intercede for your people, God, oh, God, let us not take that lightly, God. Whatever they're going through, God, you know what it is because you created them, God. God, we lift it up before you today, God. And oh, God, we stand on your word, God, that when you died on the cross, God, you said it was finished, God. And oh, God, it is finished in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bring it back to your remembrance, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we bless all the sick, God. Jesus. Her into the hospital, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they will pick up their bed and walk in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God, for the signs and wonders that follow us, God. But we know that this is a
miracle,
God,
yes,
in the name,
yes,
of Jesus, God. And oh, God, as we watch miracles come forth, God, before our natural eye, God. Oh, God, we walk in the word, God. We believe the word, God, in the name of Jesus. But we know,
yeah,
you cannot lie, Lord. Nor can you repent in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you and praise you, God. God, take us to you today, God. God, take us before you today, God. In the holies of holies, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, search our hearts today, God. Oh, God, that we can come before you, God, in spirit and in truth, God. Oh, God, come and come in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you and just praise you, God. God, we lift your name up, God. We lift your word up today, God. Oh, God, that it might be meat for our souls today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, let us not be selfish people in this season, God. Oh, God, let us share your word with somebody, God. God, we don't know who we encounter, God, because they don't look like we think they should, God. But, God, you call them, God. They could be anybody, God. And we just want to lift them up, God. We lift the
yes,
holiness,
God.
Yes,
God.
God, we lift their spirits up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God,
yes,
let us
yes.
not turn our back or our nose at them, God. We lift the drunks and the alcoholics up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call them back into your kingdom, God. Oh, God, we call back the backsliders, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We call back every pastor, God, every bishop, apostle, and
pray
minister,
for them, daughter.
God,
pray
every
for them.
Teacher, God, every preacher, God. We call them back into your kingdom, God, for your kingdom building, God.
So call us, God.
Put word on the inside of them, God. And
on the shepherd.
Live, God, and not die
on
the
shepherd.
The works of you, God, in the name yeah. of Jesus, God. We bless you and praise you, God. Oh, God, we just praise you today, God. We lift your holy name up, God. And, oh, God, we come, God. God, we know that you did not save us, that we would struggle, God. Oh, God, that you will bless us, God, for your kingdom building, God. God, that you will open up financial avenues, God. God, that we will be able to build your kingdom, God.
Yes, God.
That money answers all things, God. And, God, we know that the kingdom needs money, God, to build it in the name of Jesus, God.
Bless us, God.
Thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus.
Bless us.
God, that you have opened every door for your people, God. And, oh, God, that they will walk in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that our faith may not waver today, God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, we will stand firm, rooted, and grounded in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. God, even as we watch it manifest today, God, in the natural, God, we pull it down, God, out of the spiritual realm in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah.
Blessings over your people, oh God. Blessings to your people, oh God. We speak blessings over your people, oh God. In every house, God, in every home, oh God. We speak blessings over your people. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We speak blessings.
Hallelujah.
Children, oh God, we speak doors opening. Hallelujah, oh God, for your elect and your chosen, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. Those of you who have made a sacrifice by covenant with God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God, we release the blessing. Yes, God, we release blessings. Yes, God. Yes, God. Promotions, oh God. Yes, God. We speak peace in the homes of your people, oh God. We speak peace over our children, oh God. We speak peace in the hearts of your people, oh God. For you're a big worry today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Worry, you got to go. Stress, you got to go. In the name of Jesus.
You got to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Sickness and disease, you got to go today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of a Savior who bled on Calvary in a grave and rose. All power in His hand. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to Jesus. Under the Behoshata. Sickness, you gotta go. These, you gotta go. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you from our children. Satan, the Lord rebuke you from our children. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Get your hands on the property. Jesus Christ, they are the seed of the righteous. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing the Lord.
Yes, God.
Bless me. Bless me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be He. Under the Bohu Shatai. Hallelujah. We serve. What an awesome God who hears prayer, who inhabits the praises of his people. What an awesome God, people. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Woo. People of God, death couldn't hold him down, Lawrence.
Yeah. No.
If you have a problem greater than that, hallelujah, then maybe God can solve it. But if he could raise himself from the grave, hallelujah, glory to Yarabashatai. Oh God, your presence, hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah, God, thank you, Father.
Yes,
hallelujah, you,
hallelujah.
Nothing too hard. Hallelujah, God. Nothing too hard for my. Nothing. All God. There's anything too hard for God. Show it to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Da 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 Hallelujah. Bless you, of God. Thank you. Thank you for bearing with us. Praise God. Yes. I know everybody is not where we're at because of your surroundings, things of that nature. My God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter walked through the door. Hallelujah. Angel walked in, and as soon as she got to the top of the staircase, her hands went straight up in the air. She said, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious, people of God. The presence of the Lord is here, and we give God praise and adoration in this day. And this is how it should be, people of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. This is how it should be. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you. Thank you, daughter. Thank you, Shatwan, for us to the throne of grace today. Hallelujah, here on the show. But it's evident somebody had already been praying, praise the Lamb of God. Evident that somebody shook hands with Jesus this morning. It's evident somebody said, good morning, Lord. Hallelujah, good morning, Holy Spirit. Just by the presence, hallelujah, of the Lord today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you again, daughter. Well, I tell you, Lawrence, hallelujah.
Oh.
Woo! My God.
Boy.
When you know that you know, Lawrence, hallelujah, that you really got God.
Yes.
That your name is really on the roll. Hallelujah. You can lay down at night no matter anybody's prediction.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Think I said something right there in the book. I don't care who prophesy. I don't care what they predict. Praise the Lamb of God about the end of the world. They could be right. You still can lay down in peace knowing that if there is a rapture, hallelujah, you will not be left behind. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, that's peace, people of God.
Amen.
Do you see what I'm saying, Lauren?
Oh, yeah. Somebody called me about their child having a fit about this 21st thing, and what should they say? I said, that's simple. And this person teach Bible class at a church. I said, that's simple. You give them the word and tell them what the Lord said. No man knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man is coming. All we have to do is do our thing. We don't have to worry about that anyway.
That's the first thing I was going to say. When Jesus returned, everybody going to be shocked.
That's right.
It will not be anybody on the planet saying, I knew he was coming today. He told me.
That word cannot lie. No, man.
That word will not lie, Doc. Not one person on the planet going to know he can even about to show up.
Not one.
No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. Not even the angels in heaven. Not even the Son of Man himself. Only the Father knows. Now, that's what Jesus
said. That's what Jesus himself said. He said, I don't know it. Only the Father knows. That's wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. He just gives us signs of when his return. When the Son of Man shall return, these things shall be happening.
These things.
Read Matthew chapter 24. It's right there in front of your face. Hallelujah. Of what the end is going to look like. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They shall be marrying and giving in marriage. That's what the Bible say that. Praise and suddenly. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Suddenly, he's going to appear with his reward in his hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even the rapture. Says some going to be in the field. It tells you about it. Two going to be in the bed. One taken, the other one left. We just don't want to read that word. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't want to read that word. Praise God and believe what the Word of God says. Praise the Lamb of God. We would rather listen to people tell us all of this foolishness. Praise God and dealing with numbers. Well, it's the year 2000. It's supposed to end it at the year 2000. All of these shenanigans that people pull, praise the Lamb of God, to draw attention to themselves.
Amen.
And after they fail, they still have a great following.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They still going to have a, told the biggest lie ever, and still going to have a great following. People of God, wake up and smell the coffee. Praise the Lamb of God. The truth is right there in the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. The truth is right there in the very Word of God. One taken, one left. Praise the Lamb of God. In the field, they're going to be on top of the house. One taken, one left. Praise the Lamb of God. When the Son of Man shall appear. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The archangel shall descend with a shout. Hallelujah. When the Son of Man shall appear. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Son of Man shall appear. Praise the Lamb of God. You better read it. You better read it. Let me tell you something. Let no man deceive you. Praise the Lamb of God. Let no man disturb your heart. Hallelujah. Jesus said when before he comes, before that great and noble day comes, that there are going to be many that's going to say, come over here. Christ is over here. Come out in the wilderness. He's here. Come here. He's here. Praise the Lamb of God. That is what they're going to be saying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, praise the Lamb of God, in that great and notable day, praise the run to the holy place. Praise the Lamb of God. You get into the holy place. Hallelujah. Stop listening to all of these fanatics, praise the Lamb of God, want to draw attention to themselves and want to be great, praise the Lamb of God, and predicting the end of the world and the end of this and the end of that, praise the Lamb of God, when God has spoken nothing to them, praise the Lamb of God. God has not spoken anything to them, and that's proof of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And next year, there will be another. And the year after that, going to be another. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the man of sin has not yet appeared yet in the earth realm. Praise the Lamb of God, the false prophet and the Antichrist. Praise the Lamb, bodily has not appeared. The image has not been erected to the beast. We've been studying the book of Revelation. I know my students, praise the Lamb of God, went on the bed and said, good night, I ring. Praise God, I see you all in the morning. Praise the Lamb of God, because we recognize, hallelujah, that these signs have not appeared as of yet. Praise the Lamb of God, when that great and notable day shall come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All people of God, we are just entering into the tribulation period, and you all know it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
We're in tribulation. That's where we at. Praise the Lamb of God. You better wake up. Hallelujah. And smell the coffee here. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. The signs of the times are on the wall. They're on the wall, people of God. The signs of the time is on the wall, and we need to know where we are. Praise the Lamb of God. And I pause to tell you all this today. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is all a result of a wholesome, praise the Lamb of God, word life and a wholesome prayer life, and you won't be deceived. You cannot be deceived by all these foolish false prophets, false preachers, false pastors, false leaders or organizations. You will not be deceived by them if you have a prayer life and a word life. If you have a relationship with the Holy Ghost. If you can get yourself into the throne room, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, then you won't be ensnared in these bondages, praise the Lamb of God, and all of this mess that they come up with, praise the Lamb of God, trying to cause a panic, attention to themselves, trying to bring wealth to themselves as some great somebody. And God has not spoken to them, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If they called into the show today, they'll have some excuse. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, it's a prophetic timing, and they'll start lying again. Praise the Lamb of God. Because God has not spoken to them. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Before I laid down last night, the Spirit of the Lord told me, it is well. And I didn't pray nothing about the end of the world. That's the way he told me good night. It is well. I laid down and went to sleep. Praise the Lamb of God. And slept good, too. Hallelujah. Woo! Man, I tell you this, people of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is awesome in this day, in this time. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we rejoice in the Lord for all the good things that he has done and that he is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. You all know what I do when this happens, Lawrence. You know what I do, Lawrence?
What's that?
I laugh at the devil.
You know, that's so funny you said that. That's so funny. Yesterday, I was riding, and just a couple of little challenging news things came my way. You know, challenging things came my way to start the day, and it was like late in the afternoon, and I got in my car, start driving, and I just started cracking up. I just had a spirit of laughter come over me for about 30 minutes, and I could not stop laughing and enjoying what I believed I knew the Lord has taken me to. It's like everything else just seemed like a diversion. So while I was getting news, I was laughing because I just could feel like this is all a diversion. This is all a diversion. Just like, we just got through listening to how the Lord is seated in majesty. He's already won the victory. Everything else is a diversion. And sometimes when you feel that in your spirit, you can't do nothing but crack up because you know the end of this story. You know the end of this story. We know the end of this story. My God.
You know what I'm going to tell you, people of God? Some of you all need to start laughing right now. Praise the Lamb of God. We prayed for the oil of joy. Some of you all need to just be start jumping up where you are right now and laughing at the devil. Don't give the devil victory. Laugh at him. Praise the Lamb of God. At the devil, praise the Lamb of God. He is a defeated foe. He's been defeated. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't allow him to rob you of your joy. Laugh at him dead in his face. Praise the Lamb of God. To you, go to laughing at him. Praise the Lamb of God. If the devil appear to you, laugh at him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And tell him by the blood of Jesus, you're a defeated foe. No matter what you do, how your delusions, your illusions, and all of that, you're the master of deception. You may deceive me in some area, but I want you to know I'm laughing at you because I know you're defeated, and we're going to find out that what you're doing ain't nothing but a lie. No way. Praise the Lamb of God. I am rich. I am the head. I am not
yes,
the
tail.
I am whole. I am healthy. I am blessed in the name of Jesus, because God said I'm blessed. His word said I'm blessed. I meet the qualifications of the blessed. I'm the seed of Abraham. Praise the Lamb of God in the spirit. I have
yes.
claim, praise the Lamb of God, to the storehouse of God. I have heavenly seats. There is a door in heaven open unto me. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. I am blessed. Praise God.
Yes.
My name is blessed. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You better
Woo.
Get I'm getting mine.
Woo.
I'm getting mine. You better try to get yours. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Woo.
I am getting mine. Hallelujah.
Oh,
to the Lamb of God.
Oh, my God. The
show was
oh,
going to be
God.
Like this when Lawrence came on. Y'all knew it. Y'all knew it. Praise Hallelujah.
Yeah, boy, boy. You know, that's, oh, my God. You know what's powerful is just knowing what position we're in right now. That's powerful. That's powerful. But what's more powerful is we kind of, you know, we'll find out that we'll get a little discouraged because we'll be rebuking and speaking things and it doesn't seem to happen as fast as we believe it should happen. But it's not because of our position, it's because of our condition. If we have a condition that's already defeated, we have to change that thing and start having joy and start having praise. It's our condition that affects our position. We're in the right position, but we got to change our condition. We got to be praisers in this condition. We got to have the condition of praise. We got to have a condition of worship. We have to have a condition of prayer. We have to have a condition of knowing who we are. We are kings. We are kingdom people. We have to understand that. We
now
got to understand that.
Oh, now you're singing my song all the day long. Hallelujah. That's my song. I am the son of the King of Kings. Praise the Lamb of
yeah.
God. And nobody is going to take that from me. Not here
yeah.
on the earth. Praise the Lamb of God or nowhere else. I belong to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. And every time I thought I was going to lose, I won. Glory to God.
Amen.
Every time I thought I was down, I was going up and didn't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. God will put you in one of them elevators that you can't feel it when it moves. Hallelujah. You got to understand the way God deals with this thing. You will be in elevation and don't even know it. Praise the Lamb of God. The elevator will be going. You will be at the 10th floor before you know you're on the ride. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't you ever doubt what God could do. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all just on the wrong elevation path. The elevation y'all is bumpy, rocky. Praise the Lamb of God. That's one of them old elevators. Hey, in that one. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm in this new one over here. Praise God.
Yeah.
I can't even feel it moving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Just going from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. Hallelujah. And laughing at the devil every time I get the chance. If some of you all will laugh
yeah.
at the devil, you will break that thing. Praise the Lamb of God. You will break. He can't stand laughter because he can't laugh. Praise the Lamb of God. The devil cannot laugh. The Yolanda put it on Facebook. The last light he saw was the lightning that shot down when he got kicked out of heaven. He haven't seen light since. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Y'all better leave me alone. Leave me alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the Lord's birthday coming up. I don't want to mess up, Lawrence. Hallelujah. I'm so glad Lawrence on here to keep me balanced. Keep me, Lawrence. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah, man
God.
Of God. I tell you the truth. All this foolishness, praise the Lamb
yeah.
of God. We must position, as Lawrence has said, and posture ourselves as believers, people of God. You're supposed to be act as though you've already received what you done asked for, then you should be shouting and praising God for your victory. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what you're supposed to be doing. I dare you to get your laugh on today. Just get a giggle, praise the Lamb of God, and look down at the throne of the devil. You got to look down because he is not exalted. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And laugh him all the way back in his place. Tell him to get in his corner and stay there. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ today. What an awesome God we serve, Lawrence. My goodness gracious, I love him. I'm in love with Jesus today. Woo, what victory. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what victory. He has won the victory for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave his life for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Why do we panic so when we know that we're more than conquerors? My God, we tremble at everything. Hallelujah. We just tremble when we're more than a conqueror through him that loved us and gave his life for us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If the Bible said if God has given us Jesus so freely, hallelujah, my goodness gracious, if he didn't give up his own son, what won't he give you? If he didn't give you his own son, what won't God give you? Praise the Lamb of God. If he has given you his son, he has let his son suffer and die for you. What won't he give you?
Oh, wow.
Goodness gracious, people. We need to really praise the Lamb of God, re-examine our salvation. Lord, have mercy. What won't he give you? Praise God. If he has given you Jesus Christ so freely. So free, he ain't charged you nothing for his own son, people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I love him today. Yeah. Hallelujah. During this show, if there's anybody who needs special prayer, please push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor London and I are here to pray with you. Praise the Lamb of God concerning any area. Praise God. It's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you can talk to us about it, we can pray for you. Glory to Jesus Christ today. If you can talk about it, we can pray for you. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My friend Jermaine is not on today. I want to talk to him briefly, but he's not on. Praise God. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you today, hallelujah. Uh-oh, here goes a 708. Here goes a caller. We have a caller. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Erico 708.
God bless you, Prophet and Pastor London.
God bless you.
Hey, Pastor Frazier.
Frazier.
How you doing, man of God?
I'm holding on.
You yet holding on?
I'm yet holding on.
Well, doctor, you're doing the right thing. If you're going to hold, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What you
want to
share with us today, brother?
I didn't hear you, Prophet. What'd you say?
I said, what you want to share with us? You want to share something with us?
No, I was calling for prayer. I'm dealing with some things on the job, and, you know, just need prayer.
All right. Well, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to get that today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor London, you want to pray?
Yes, you know, I don't mind praying at all. Father, we just talked about how awesome you are, how great you are. We know where you seated in that throne on high. And not only that, you give us access that we could be seated in heavenly places. Thank you for your presence on this show. Thank you for your spirit that flows through this line. We thank you, Father, right now. And right now, while we're thanking you and praising you, we're asking that you would just have mercy on all of us. Forgive us for forgetting sometimes that you are awesome above all things, all men. All creation is yours. There is none like you, God, and you do everything. There is nothing you can't do. There is nothing you cannot do, God. There is nothing too hard for you. So right now, we lift up our brother right now. We lift up Pastor Frazier. Oh, yeah, your son died. And
hey,
we
Lord,
speak right now against all the things that's happening on his job, the distractions. We cancel them out. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We bind discouragement in the name of Jesus. We bind jealousies. We bind envy. We bind all the works of the
Jesus, but we loose your spirit of love. We loose your spirit of peace. We loose your spirit of righteousness. We loose the joy of the Holy Ghost, because it is so. Let every plan you showed them in vision, let every plan you showed them in dreams, let everything you spoke to them, God, come to pass in this season. Let him stay in position, God. But right now, we raise up his condition, God. We ask right now that you will let him see himself as your king, the king that he is, that as he speaks from this day forward, that that building for his worship center will come to pass, that members will come, that the anointing will flow through his life, that he will do kingdom work like never before. We declare it in Jesus' name. Satan, we laugh at you. You tried. You're defeated. This man of God will rise and destroy every work that you have against his people. Every work you've tried, every work you've even tried. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Pastor Brad Frazier rising up in this day. And every word he speaks will work against the kingdom of the enemy, but build the kingdom of God. We speak riches and wealth in his life.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, we speak a kingdom job in the name of Jesus. Let him have joy in his job from now on, because he sees your work, the work that has already been planned for his life, because you've given it to him. We declare it so. We thank you. We thank you, God. We declare it so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. OMG. Lord, I tell you, praise God, there's nothing like prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. If you hear Pastor Frazier, you be blessed, man of God. Hallelujah.
Thank
God's
going to
work that thing out. God's going to work that thing out. Don't you worry about it. Laugh
yes.
at the devil. We laughing at him today. Erico 504, your mic is hot. Your mic is hot.
Good
praise
morning.
The Lamb of
Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Danae.
Hey, Danae, how you doing, sweetheart?
I am blessed, thank the Lord. I am blessed.
Hallelujah. Well, praise
God.
State of mind, that's a condition, praise the Lamb of God, of the Holy Spirit that he has given us as believers, praise God. You are blessed indeed. Hallelujah. But you need some prayer today?
Yes, yes, I need some prayer today. I am the only one saved and living a holy lifestyle in my house. And it's just been, things been going on that I just recently found out that's been going on. And I just need some prayer.
Hallelujah. Denise, are you here? Praise the Lamb of God. Push one, Denise, if you're on. I want you to intercede for her if you can. Praise the Lamb. Denise is here. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. The reason why I'm asking Denise to pray for you, because Denise is one, the Lamb of God, that I know. That somewhat has dealt with the same thing, praise the Lamb of God, and she's over in that area. God, hallelujah. On speakerphone, please, you got to come off speakers, praise the Lamb of God, so we won't get this. But I really want this daughter of God to intercede for you. Danae, let me tell you something. Growing up saved in an unsaved environment is pressure, but the pressure brings the greatest level of virgin oil out of you. Praise the Lamb of God. The greater the pressure, praise the Lamb of God on the bud, hallelujah, the greater the oil will run. You are anointed, praise the Lamb of God, as a light, hallelujah, in darkness. You
yes.
are light in darkness, and you are the upholder of the family. Praise the Lamb of God. In your environment is sustained because of you. If you weren't there, that whole family probably would crumble and God would wipe off the earth. If it was not, praise the Lamb of God for the righteous. Hallelujah. Denise, come on, pray for it now. Hallelujah.
All right, let's pray. Father, it is in your precious name that we come today, oh God. God, we come to think of your daughter, Lord God. God, we ask now, Lord God, God, that you will begin to plead the blood of Jesus over her mind, Lord God. God, we take authority, Lord God. God, over every thought, Lord God, God, that was trying to enter into her dwelling place, oh God. God, we loose, Lord God, God, luring angels, Lord God. God, that will stand guard, Lord God. God, over her home now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, she will not bow down, Lord God. God, to bear with all the other wickedness, Lord God. God, that's running rampant in her home, Lord God. God, but she will stand for your glory, Lord God. God, and for your honor, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for the beating, Lord God. God, we thank you for the shaking, Lord God. God, we thank you for the pressing, Lord God. God, we thank you for the crushing, Lord God. God, because it's where the oil will flow, Lord God.
Well, we'll
God, we
it
thank
up.
You, Lord God. God, for her life, Lord God. God, it is in your hands, Lord God. God, despite what it looks like, Lord God. God, she's a matriarch, Lord God. God, that will stand in the gap for her.
Hallelujah.
Lord God. God, we bind it now, Lord God. God, we
release
and we sever. We break, Lord God. God, we loose the spirit. Lord God. God, over your daughters, Lord God. God, you know what you're doing, Lord God. God, even though she feels left out, Lord God. God, she feels forsaken, Lord God. God, but you are right there in the midst, Lord God. You're in the midst, Lord God. God, as your son Jesus walked this earth, Lord God. God, he understood, Lord God. God, his assignment, Lord God. God, so reveal more of the assignment, Lord God. God, that he will not be weary and well-doing, Lord God. God, she shall reap a harvest, Lord God. God, that she will stand, Lord God. God, in the gap, Lord God. God, interceding and intercepting, Lord God. God, what the enemy is trying to do. Dismantle her with, Lord God. God will be the same thing, Lord God. God will use to raise her to higher heights and deeper depths, Lord God. God, we ask for your holiness to be revealed in her life, Lord God. God, let her light shine, Lord God. God, that others will see you and give you glory, Lord God. God, God, we tell you, thank you, Lord God. God, she is not alone, Lord God. God, you can, Lord God. God, even when our mothers and our fathers forsaken us, Lord God. God, you are right there with us, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, that she has the ability, Lord God. God, to calm down legions of angels, Lord God. God, to stand and minister to her according to your will and according to your assignment, Lord God. God, she will not give in. She will not buckle under the weight, Lord God. God, we ask, oh God, God, that you will release the Issachar's anointing, Lord God. God, that she will be able to discern the time and the seasons, Lord God. God, Issachar understood, Lord God. God, how to get in your presence, Lord God. God, he had died to himself, Lord God. God, that he will only live for those things, those spiritual things and matters, Lord God. God, he understood the pressure and the weight, Lord God. God, and he bore down, Lord God. God, under the burden to give you the glory, Lord God. God, and for that we tell you, thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for illumination, Lord God. God, in your glory, Lord God. God, let her face shine upon, let your face shine upon her, Lord. God, God, that when she see her family this season, Lord God, God, they will know that it's something different, Lord God. God, and she'll begin to change one by one, Lord God. God, that she will just speak, Lord God. God, what thus says the Lord, God, Lord God. God, we dismantle every dark force, Lord God. God, that's in our household that's operating, Lord God. God, we command her to operate under the Holy Ghost, Lord God. God, that she will get the anointing oil, Lord God. God, and walk through our house, Lord God. God, and consecrate it unto you, Lord God. God, so for the next 3 days, Lord God, God, take her into a consecration period, Lord God. God, that when Christmas arrives, Lord God, God, the family will feel the weight and the pressure of you, Lord God. God, God, we give you glory, Lord God. God, we give you honor and we give you praise, Lord God. God, it is in your precious name that we ask and we seal these prayers in the blood of Jesus, oh God.
In the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be encouraged, sweetheart. While Denise was praying, the Lord gave me a glimpse of my past. And I remember, praise the Lamb of God, as a teenager, I was the only one in the house going to church. I was the only one in the house being whipped for reading my Bible and praying at night up under the covers with a flashlight. I was the only one doing that. And one day I came in the house. I was in the house reading, and what happened? And one of my brothers walked in, and another a sibling was in the house talking about me, and he stood in front of me like an angel and said, "Leave Michael alone. He found God, and he's going to heaven. Leave him alone. He made it. We all should be trying to do what he's doing." And from that day forth, it lifted. Praise the Lamb of God. Daughter, be encouraged. You are a light. Praise the Lamb of God. And the darkness cannot comprehend you. Praise the Lamb of God. The darkness can't overtake you, but the darkness can't understand you either. Hallelujah. The darkness don't know why you light. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Just shine, baby. Just continue to shine. Hallelujah. Don't argue with them. Don't wrestle with them. Just keep praying for them. And every time they say something bad, say, "God bless you." And soon you're going to dismantle them with your love. Hallelujah. I started this show telling everybody, put on the fruit of the Spirit. You better eat some fruit this weekend. It's the Lamb of God. The fruit of the Spirit needs to rise up in us big. Praise the Lamb of God, because we're going to be challenged in these areas. Hallelujah. Thank you, daughter. We love you today, Danae. We love you.
We love you.
We love you. I mean that from my heart. I love you, Danae.
I love you. Right,
we love you. I love you. We love you.
Lawrence loves you.
Yeah.
Denise loves you. PSM loves you. Prophet loves
you.
I want you to know that. Praise the
we
Lamb of
love
God.
You.
Hallelujah. You have a family in us. Hallelujah. God creates new families for us, for support and strength. The family of God. You are a part of us. Praise the Lamb of God. You are not alone. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know that. Hallelujah. Be encouraged, daughter. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. We got another one right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 708.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Pastor London. Praise God, you're
good
back.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. God bless you.
I'm calling in for prayer. This is the first holiday season. Hope I can say this without crying. This is the first holiday season without my mother and my children. I'm sorry. My children don't want to celebrate because she's not here. And I'm trying to be strong for them, but it's hard. When my children hurt, I hurt.
Hallelujah, yeah. Your big mama gone, and they big mama was the center. Praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something. You're the center now. Hallelujah. You're the center now. Praise the Lamb of God. The mantle has fallen to you, Sandra. Hallelujah. And all you got to do is walk around with love and strength, or you're going to have to be strong, baby. You're going to have to gird up yourself now and put on your most holy faith and your trust in God. Your mother is with the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And I promise you, it's well with her. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's enough to rejoice about. We look at the wrong things. And I don't, you know, I know I cannot, Sandra, I know I cannot really, you know, transfer the way I feel upon you. But this one thing that I do, praise the Lamb of God, I rejoice in knowing that my mother was saved.
Yeah.
That I rejoice in. And that made Christmas even more special because she had the gift of Christ.
Yes,
she had the gift of Christmas. She received Mary's baby. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And she gave me Mary's baby. Praise the Lamb of God. And she lived a life in front of me. Hallelujah. That was exemplary. She lived that in front of me. For that I rejoice. Hallelujah. I used to leave Detroit blazing on Christmas after service. We used to have Christmas service. Me and my kids would get in that car, and I would shoot down 94, snow, whatever, to get to my mother's house by Christmas evening. Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. I understand the feeling. But now the mantle is yours. You're going to
yes.
have to walk in love, kiss them, hug them, tell them you love them, counsel them with wisdom the way your mother did. Praise the Lamb of God. Fix the food. They will eat, I promise you. And enjoy your family. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, MG, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas that I see before you. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor London, come on, lead her in prayer. Pray for her now. If you hear
her.
Praise God.
Oh,
Father, in Jesus. Lawrence missed his mother, too. That's why I'm asking him to do it. Praise the Lord. His mother's own, too. Hallelujah. Let's go, Lawrence. Jesus.
Yes. Father, we come to you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you for Sandra right now. We're praying and we're lifting up her life and the life of her children and just this whole family, God, because no one knows like you the sorrow that they feel, but we know who can wipe away all sorrow, who can give strength, who can give power, who can give, oh, God, insight. So we lift her up to you so that your special presence will cover her, that you will give her a special embrace, God, that you will whisper in her ears like never before, and let the angels surround her like never before, God. We do this because just as your manservant, your prophet has spoken, that she has the mantle now. Let her stand up, God, and be that strong presence of the family, God. Let her right now take this thing to a whole new level. God, we speak a double portion to Sandra's life right now. Oh, God, we speak a double portion of your spirit, your presence, your wisdom like never before, a double portion that will build this family and be a strong tower to this family that they can run into and feel safe and saved right now in the name of Jesus. Pour out a double portion, God, on her life right now. Oh, God. So that she can have that strength needed, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, I know what you do, God. I know what you could do. Give her more visions and more insight of all that she learned from her mother. Give her more vision and more insight and more peace. Let her laugh at all the good times, all the good lessons, and let her display those lessons and teach those lessons to all her family members, to these children like never before. We declare right now that this is a season of joy. We rebuke it right now, that season of depression. We rebuke it right now, that season of loneliness. But right now we speak a season of joy, a season of happiness, a season of peace, a season of righteousness like never before. This will be a Christmas of joy, God.
Yes, Father, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, joyful tears will flow through the eyes, God. Laughter will flow through every belly, God. We declare it in Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
God, our Father, we command. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The spirit of praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Upon your daughter now in Jesus' name and upon that
house.
Hallelujah. Let your presence permeate. Fill that house. Hallelujah. Let her sit in mama's seat. Praise the Lamb of God. And when they look at you, let them see mama. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let her smile be like mama's. Let her eyes, hallelujah, radiate the love like mama's. You are God today, Father. For the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The garment of praise.
Yes, God.
Spirit of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The oil of joy. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're an awesome God. Beauty for ashes, Father.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In Jesus' mighty name. We love you, daughter. We love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Hold
so
your
much.
Head high. You know, when the king died, praise the Lamb of God. I believe it was King Saul. When Saul died, praise the Lamb of God, a question was asked. and who will sit in his seat now?
Yes,
praise
sir.
The Lamb of God. And that's the only question you have to answer. And then you have, I'm willing to sit in that seat. Praise the Lamb. I'm willing to sit in that seat.
Yes,
I'm willing to keep the family together. My mother died. It went to my oldest brother. My oldest brother passed. Praise the Lamb of God. Reuben passed. And I knew then the baton goes to me now. My sister just passed. The baton is mine. I must hold the family together now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Uncle Shake, I'm the same way. It seemed like it came to me. It came to me. There was nothing I could do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it because you're the one that the Spirit of the Lord opened your eyes and causes you to see what needs to be done and how to do it. Praise the Lamb of God in order to bring the family together. I'm talking to my daughter. I talk to my sons. I'm telling them just our family gatherings here in Detroit, we must continue this for the sake of our children and our children's children. And I charge, I don't care what happens to me, you all gather, praise the Lamb of God, and you praise God, and you remember, praise the Lamb of God, the things that I've spoken to you all and the way I call your names and tell you. Lawrence was there at Thanksgiving, praise the Lamb of God, how we called each other's name and told each other the meaning of our names, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's a tradition that must be set in our homes and in our families that should not be broken, that should go down from generation to generation. Hallelujah. As this is what we do, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was talking to my daughter this morning, and she was talking to me about all of them coming over here for Christmas. And I said, well, baby, how did you do this? She said, I guess I'm the son you always wanted. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Walking in her father's footsteps. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today. I want you to have the best weekend. I want you to have the best holiday season knowing that Jesus is in the house.
Woo!
Jesus live here. I'm going to celebrate Jesus in here.
Oh,
praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to celebrate him in my house because he lives here. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is the season that's his birthday. It's going to be a birthday cake on my table with his name on it. I'm serious about what I do for the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When we get to the church Sunday, it's going to be a birthday cake at the church for Jesus. And we're going to sing happy birthday to Jesus. I do it every year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's not my birthday. It's his.
You said you couldn't transfer the feelings of joy that you have. And I want you to know, as you were speaking that, I felt a heat that came over me. And that spirit of joy that you carry has transferred to me. My spirits are lit. It's just the sound of your voice and the reflection of Pastor London's smile that I see that has lifted my spirits. And I can go and tell my children now that mama may be gone in body, but her heart and her spirit is still here, and we can praise God for that.
Her spirit lives in me,
and
she loves you, and I love you. And grab them and hug them and kiss them, and let them cry, but don't you cry. Be strong for them. Hallelujah.
I got to share this with you, Sandra, because I was thinking not to, but the Lord is, man. It's like every season, I have a picture thing of my mom and things. I look at it, and I notice something. And so I look in the mirror, and when I look, I see that same thing. And I say, man, I have the image of my mother in me. And I start to get so happy because anytime I get discouraged and I want to either feel her presence or I'm thinking about her, I look, and I can literally see her presence in me as well. I look at the same eyes. I can see her and me, and it just makes me happy because that also confirms that everything that she was is a part of me as well. All that teaching, all that wisdom is a part of me as well. And what Uncle Shake is saying to you is so true. Her spirit lives in you.
Yes, it does.
Now, we on the phone talking about this. We on the line talking about this. Pastor Linnell McGee just announced on the page 9 minutes ago that his grandmother Hazel died this morning.
Oh, wow. Right. Sorry.
See, now that has to be looked at in the proper way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I mean, now see, the way I would look at it is the Lord took her as a gift to him. Praise the Lamb of God. He brought her on home to him. Said, I want her at my birthday party in heaven. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. And he just took my own home with him. It's the way you look. It's your perspective. Praise the Lamb of God. It's your perspective of how you look at God. He didn't take her to hurt you. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't take you to grieve you. When you look at it in the right perspective, you recognize that he carried away my sorrow. He has borne all my grief. There is no more grief. Hallelujah. We do not grieve like the world, people of God. We don't. We're not supposed to because of our perspective of Christ, because of his victory over death, because we know, praise the Lamb of God, that to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. What greater joy do you want? What greater thing do you want for your mama or your grandmother or your aunt or your sister or your brother when they leave here but to know that they're with God? That makes me look up and smile. And Christmas morning, no doubt I'll get up and I'll look at my mother's picture that's sitting right there on my bed, right there on the dresser, praise her from my bed. I'll look at it and say, Merry Christmas, Mama. Kiss Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I'm telling you, it's your perspective. And I promise you, Christmas, I ain't going to shed a tear over that. No, I'm not. I'm happy my mother is with the Lord. She was suffering in that body. Praise the Lamb of God. And one day, I want to go meet her. And when my time comes, and whether it's next week or 10, 20 years from now, y'all shout the victory. Because if I have an opportunity to come back, I'm not. I'm staying with Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm paying my dues. I'm paying them today. Hallelujah. I'm giving my contribution to the earth. But when my time comes, hallelujah, and he come get me, whether it's today or next year, 20 years from now, doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Don't try to bring me back. Don't be with and take my rest and be with my Father. Because I long to see his face.
Yes, God.
I long to see his face. I'm not living here to try to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, I look for him to appear.
Yes.
Every day of my life. Understand that about me. I look for my Savior every day to appear in my home. When I'm laying in my bed, when I open my eyes in the night, I'm not looking for the devil or a thief. I'm looking for Jesus.
Yes.
I'm looking for an angel in my room because I feel his presence.
Amen.
And one of these days, he's going to come get me. And he ain't going to send an angel for me. He coming himself.
Yes, God.
I'll see him face to face. And don't try to bring me back. Hallelujah. I don't want to come back. I'm going on to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Eternally in the heavens. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I gave mine already. Praise God. I'm scared to go with him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of these folk down here make me scared, but he ain't never done it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have a blessed Christmas? I told you I saw you all smiling and laughing in the spirit.
Oh, yes.
The Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Just think of the good times. Talk about the good times. Talk about how Mama was. Talk about the good times. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God and get joy out of it. Glory to Jesus Christ. Woo, what a prayerful day we are having here, people of God. Hallelujah. And I know a lot of you are being encouraged and uplifted. Praise the Lamb of God from the show today. Praise God. And that's why we're, while we are here with, I can't even swallow my coffee talking to you all, that we are here with you today. Praise the Lamb of God, to make sure that you are encouraged. Hallelujah. Make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that your heart is set in the right place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We still got some more time. We're going to talk some more. But just let me drop some announcement on you right now. Praise God. Meet me Thursday night. Praise the Lamb of God. Thursday night. Coming this week. Next week, praise the Lamb of God. Meet me Thursday night at the Soul Harvest Church in Highland Park. Praise the Lamb of God for that prophetic outpouring. It's posted on the page. Those of you in the Detroit area, those of you that's across the country, wherever you are, praise the Lamb of God. If you want to come for this one-night service, those that are inviting me are telling me that there are people who are flying in town for this service. Praise the Lamb of God, that they're flying in, they're booking rooms, hallelujah, and they're flying in for this service. So you're invited to come and share if you can get here. Praise the Lamb of God, one night only at the Soul Harvest Church. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, my last ministry night of the year at the Soul Harvest Church. Praise the Lamb of God, New Year's Eve, hallelujah, we will be with the Truth family. Praise the Lamb, all of you are invited to come to get the meteorologist report, spiritual report of the coming year, what we can expect, this, that, and another, personal prophecies we're going to have. Pastor London is going to be loose to prophesy. We're going to have a prophetic good time on New Year's Eve night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's not going to be a traditional service. We dress now. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're coming in there. We're going to seek God's face. Praise the Lamb of God and praise and worship and intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we're going to allow the Lord to speak. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we're going to enjoy each other in fellowship for the first time for the new year. You want to be a part of that. Praise the Lamb of God. Starting at 10 o'clock p.m., praise the Lamb of God, on New Year's Eve night. Come and be with us. Come and be with us. Break away. Come do something different. Come receive the word of the Lord personally for your life. Praise the Lamb. I promise you, people of God, I'm coming in the house. If the Lord tell me to bring the holy mantle, it will be with me. I will be laying it on people, praise the Lamb of God, and prophesying. Praise the Lamb. Let me tell you this, what happened. Praise God. I didn't tell you all this. I was walking down the aisle, praise the Lamb. It happened in public. I was walking down the aisle at the gathering, praise the Lamb of God, after I had laid the mantle on people, praise the Lamb, and I had the mantle laying it on people in the service who were sitting down. A young lady was in the back, praise the Lamb of God. I took the mantle and laid it on her, and her mother called me and told me that I said, I rebuke premature pregnancy, praise the Lamb of God, and that you will prophesy as the Lord has spoken. And I rebuke, I shut your womb up, praise the Lamb of God, that you cannot conceive until the appointed time. She said, I took the mantle, walked away. She got in the car with her daughter and asked her daughter, said, baby, is something you supposed to tell me? She said, no, Mom, I'm fine. I'm fine, Mother. 2 weeks later, she found out she was pregnant. Hallelujah. 2 weeks later, she found out she was in early pregnancy. Listen to the daughter, Lawrence. The daughter tells her mother, Mom, I know the tests say I'm pregnant. Praise the Lamb of God. I know you're going to take me to the doctor. But, Mom, I'm telling you, I'm going to lose the baby. I know I am. I'm going to lose this. She said, I ain't even set my heart on it. She said, because the man of God spoke and said he rebuked premature pregnancy. She said, watch this. Now, the mother called me. When I tell you this, this is when the mother called me. Praise the Lamb. 2 days later, praise the Lamb of God, the mother came in the room and woke her daughter up. And when her daughter woke up out of sleep, she was laying in blood. Miscarriage. It passed through. Her daughter, she said, her daughter looked at the blood and said, Mama, I told you, the prophet spoke.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God from laying that mantle on her daughter. Praise him. That's not the first time something like that has happened. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, God is moving. Signs, wonders, miracles are happening all around you. Get in position. Get into place. Get in the posture so that you can receive the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Next year is going to be a beautiful year. I ain't going to even get into it because if I do, praise the Lamb of God, Lawrence London is going to hang up the phone and go running outside hollering, and I ain't got time to find them right now. I can't find them. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't got time to go jumping up some clothes to run outside, boots and stuff to go run looking for Lawrence London, running up and down the street hollering. Praise God. Hallelujah. But next year is going to be a powerful, powerful year. Praise the Lamb. We're praying for Pastor McGee and his family. Praise the Lamb of God and the loss of Grandmother Hazel. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, rejoice in the Lord. Be exceedingly glad at the things God has done. And praise the Lamb of God at the power, praise the Lamb of God, that God is releasing into the earth realm in this season. Don't you dare miss God in this season. Don't you dare miss God in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me say this. I'm not a Christmas card person. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't, you know, mail out Christmas cards. When I was married, I used to pay for them, and my wife would sit down with me and make me sign them and do all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. It's really not my forte. I'm just telling you, that's not how I flow. But it doesn't mean that I don't love you guys. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But if I tried to get 1,000 Christmas cards, praise the Lamb of God, plus to send out to all the members, praise God. But I am going to post on Facebook to let you know, praise the Lamb of God, that I love each of you very deeply. I think my prayers and my labor 5 days a week on this show alone shows something, praise the Lamb, because nobody is paying me to do this. Praise the Lamb of God. Nobody's paying Pastor London. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord to do this. So it must be out of the sincere spirit of love. Praise the Lamb of God that I do this for the Lord and for his people. The prophecies, the work that we do on Facebook, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our administrators, all our intercessors and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. All of that is donated work. Praise and time out of our schedules and this, that, and another. And somebody sometimes should just lift their hands and say, Lord, thank you for PSM. Thank you for the ministry that goes forth. Thank you for Pastor London. Thank you for the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And be grateful of the good things that God has done to bring us all together. Over 1,000 people each night listen to these shows that we do. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why I'm so diligent, because I know it's reaching people around the world. It's reaching people around the world, and that number is increasing every time they send me a report. Our daily listeners, praise the Lamb of God, are increasing. Our switchboard can't even hold all of the calls, evidently, because our daily listeners, praise the Lamb of God, numbers are increasing, praise the Lamb of God, every day. Hallelujah. As the Lord continues to hijack the show, in the words of Denise, hijack the show, praise the Lamb of God, and do the thing that he does best, and that is be God by his Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. Prophetess Jocelyn, praise the Lamb of God, worked very hard, hallelujah, in the inception. Praise the Lord. When she first came aboard, the page was already organized and that what have you. But her and I, praise the Lamb of God, worked together to enhance the vision even more. I salute her today. Praise the Lamb of God. As you know, praise the Lamb of God, she has left the page. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, she still is working behind the scenes in PSM, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to being my first assistant. And I thank God for her. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know this. Praise the Lamb of God. At some point, hallelujah, in each of our lives, you have to leave kindergarten, praise the Lamb of God, and go to first grade. And then you have to leave grammar school, praise the Lamb of God, go to middle school or upper grade center, whatever it's called. And then you go on to high school. If you're fortunate, you go on to college. Every elevation demands, praise the Lamb of God, a breaking somewhere. praise, like a rocket ship going in space, praise the Lamb of God. And everybody that goes with you, praise the Lamb of God, into certain things will not come out with you, praise the Lamb of God, on the other side, praise the Lord. So understand and know that about spiritual elevations and things of that nature, praise God, hallelujah. But it's good to know that you can stay in fellowship and harmony with people, praise the Lamb of God, no matter the decisions that they make, praise the Lamb of God. I am a man of love. I'm a person of love, and I love loving, praise the Lamb of God. I love loving. I love loving people. I've been hurt because I love people, praise the Lamb of God. I've been hurt because I hope in my heart to people, praise the Lord. But it's all right. I've learned what Christ suffers, praise the Lamb of God. I learned how many times that we have loved him and told him we loved him, and he opened his arms to us, and then we would stab him in his back, praise the Lamb of God, or do something that breaks his spirit, or grieve the Holy Ghost, which is the spirit of Jesus Christ. And many times to stop and repent, Lawrence, and say, Lord, forgive me for grieving your spirit. And I had to apologize to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, even the other day, I asked him, if I've grieved you in any way, forgive me. Praise the Lamb of God. And as many times when I pray that prayer that I feel the Holy Spirit's presence the strongest, it comes over me in a very, very strong way. And I'm saying to you all, praise the Lamb of God, that our love is the only thing that God really looks at, praise the Lamb of God. Do we have the love of Jesus Christ in our heart, one for another, or are we just a big show? Are we just a performance? Are we just pretending? Or we just do it because we don't have nothing else to do, and this is pastime for us? Do you get off and say, I'm not studying those people on Facebook. I'm not studying them people on BSM. They don't mean nothing to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Or are you doing it out of love for Jesus Christ, the ministry call that's upon your life, and because his love loves people, that causes you to love people? The love of God in my heart spreads abroad. Praise the Lamb of God. And one thing I've always asked God for is a larger heart. Praise the Lamb of God. So that I can love more people. So that my hands can stretch to more people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Know this. Know this. Some of you are going to get busy this weekend, and you may not be able to listen to the show Monday. Praise them. But know this, people of God. Prophet Michael Shakespeare loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know that guy, Lawrence London Jr. I know him. He loves you too. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. When we talked last night, Lawrence said, I miss the show. I miss the people, Uncle Shay. Praise the Lamb. I wasn't expecting him to be on today, but he broke through. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. My God in heaven. I tell you, people of God, some of you are blessed, praise the Lamb of God, enough to sow a seed today. Some of you are blessed enough to bless Pastor London. Some of you have, praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, Lawrence, I got a little offering from you, praise the Lord, which I told you about already, but we just haven't connected to give it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that a couple of the members of PSM sold into your life, praise God. And I love that. I love that. Yeah, there's no jealousy in that.
That's unexpected. That's a blessing.
Yeah, that's an unexpected blessing coming to you, praise the Lord, especially here at Christmas time. But they wanted to bless you and encourage you because they're grateful for what you do, praise God. Hallelujah. There are some, praise the Lamb of God, very few, praise the Lamb, very few, hallelujah, very few, I can count on one hand, praise the Lamb of God, that are consistent, either biweekly or monthly donators to the show, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and I thank God for those that do. And I know some of you, you know, when we say, I'm sorry, I don't have nothing to give, it doesn't mean that we don't have anything, praise, we just don't prioritize, praise, PSM and what have you in our budget, and I understand that, praise the Lamb of God. But sometimes we can make a sacrifice and say, you know what, praise the Lord has blessed me, I'm going to bless the prophet in the show today. I'm going to bless Pastor London and Prophet, or however you word that. Praise the Lamb of God. You can go to PSMINTL.org and make that donation. Praise God. And praise the Lord. You know, I really thought that a lot of you was going to get T-shirts, praise the Lamb of God, that didn't come to the conference. We still have T-shirts, praise the Lamb of God. We still have oil that you can anoint, praise the Lamb of God. And many of you know, praise the Lamb, when this oil first came forth, the Lord said, tell the people to anoint their bedposts, the bedposts of their children's, their doors, praise the Lamb of God. And when I see the oil, I will pass over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I try to send the oil to everybody, praise the Lamb of God, that purchases anything. I normally drop a vial of oil in. I just sent a vial of oil to Jermaine. Praise the Lamb of God. Our books are there. We have another book, praise the Lamb of God, entitled Repair the Altar, Fall on Your Knees. That's about to be published, praise the Lamb of God, the final touches, and the forward is being done to it right now. And then night before last, I started another book, praise the Lamb of God. In the middle of the night, I jumped up out of the bed and went to writing, praise the Lamb. So we are writing again, praise the Lord. I love to do something for Jesus' birthday, so I'm writing this book for his birthday. I love you all, people of God. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor London, you got something you want to say? Praise God.
I'm glad I'm on this show. I'm glad for this experience. God is awesome, man. What an awesome God we serve.
The Lamb of God. He is awesome in all of his ways. Praise God. My son, Brett, I love you today, man of God. Hallelujah. You be encouraged. You and Stephanie, praise the Lamb of God and the children. Hallelujah. Little Jada and Jasmine, you all be blessed today. Praise the Lamb of God. I wish I was out there in Cali with you, though. I know that. I'm going to wait till you get that big old house with the prophet suite in it. Hallelujah. Hey, Lawrence, with the prophet suite in it.
that's funny.
You want to see it on an app, praise the Lord.
If anybody will have it, the Browns will have it.
Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. You just watch the seat on Brett, do it. And I'm going to go out there and sit by the pool while he go to work. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. I know he's cracking up right now, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, love is and laughter is such a beautiful thing. Never let anybody rob you of your joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't let anybody rob you of your joy. Praise the Lamb of God. To the world. Peace on earth and goodwill toward all men. Praise the Lamb of God. It's why the Christ child came. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. Lawrence, James, London, get us out of here, man.
Man, people of God, enjoy celebrating Jesus every minute, every hour. This is the season of just pure joy in him. God bless you. We love you. And remember, God is making us all brand new.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. day dawning to me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Brand new. Brand new. I'm brand new. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Brand new. Brand new. I'm brand new. You're the potter. I'm the clay. My life I give to you in worship every day. All for you and no one else. For you I surrender myself. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to do God's work and walk in victory. Perfect will that my